This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden has been speaking at the U.S. Capitol building this morning, saying we must decide what kind of nation we're going to be. A year after the violent insurrection by Trump supporters at the U.S. Capitol, and he didn't spare former President Trump.
We saw with our own eyes rioters menace these halls, threatening the life of the Speaker of the House, literally erecting gallows to hang the Vice President of the United States of America. What did we not see? We didn't see a former president who had just rallied the mob to attack, sitting in the private dining room off the Oval Office in the White House, watching it all on television and doing nothing for hours.
The AP's Jackie Quinn looks back on that day.
Mobs marched to the U.S. Capitol after then-President Trump led a rally near the White House, claiming that he had won the 2020 election, not Joe Biden. This man announcing the mission to stop the vote certification.
Somebody needs to go in there. Somebody needs to get in there.
Lawmakers had to dive under seats as shots rang out. Hundreds of people were injured. Five died during and after the insurrection.
They made the assault on the building. That was one thing. But the fact is they also made an assault on the Constitution of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi months later explained why there's a committee investigating the attack.
The AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. And this morning, a Republican on that committee, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, has this warning.
The threat continues. Former President Trump continues to make the same claims that he knows caused violence on January 6th.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming on the Today Show this morning. This is AP News. COVID cut a cruise short. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia with the details.
A breakout of COVID-19 cases has cut short what was supposed to be an 11-day cruise from Miami. The Norwegian Pearl, which left port Monday, returned to Miami Wednesday because several dozen crew members got infected with COVID-19. And a 5-day cruise aboard the Norwegian Getaway that was supposed to leave port in Miami Wednesday was canceled late Tuesday. All told, Norwegian Cruise Line said it canceled sailings on 8 of its ships in the U.S. and abroad to protect the health and safety of guests, crew members, and communities. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Grammy Awards have been postponed because of what organizers called too many risks from the coronavirus and the fast-spreading Omicron variant. And Sundance, the film festival, is canceling its in-person festival and going entirely virtual due to COVID. It was going to be held in Park City, Utah. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.